Hello and welcome. I'm Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. And the purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. What is the number one best closing question you can ask? Today, we're talking about closing skills. Now, when I ask salespeople or sales managers, hey, what is the most important selling skill you want your sales team to improve on? The most common response is closing skills. Of course, we want to close more sales. Well, prior to any training program, I meet with the manager who brings me in. Typically, we are planning a training session for a mixed group of salespeople. That means they may range in experience from 1 week to 40 years, and we have to make the best use of our time. So we may be planning for a 2-hour or a 2-day workshop. Whatever it is, we want to make the best use of time and focus on the most important selling skills for this team. So one of my first questions is, hey, what selling skill does this team need to improve on the most? The most common reply to that question is closing skills. Greg, I want them to close more sales. Then I take the same question to the sales team. I want to find out from them, what selling skill do they want to focus on? And again, the most common response is, of course, closing skills. Everyone wants to close more sales. They want to know the closing style question that will get their customer to say, yes, I'll buy from you. Well, the struggle is that we think there are some magical words or phrases that we can use. Maybe there's a clever one-liner that will just work in every situation to get our customers to buy from us. I call it a struggle because we never find those words. Oh, we find closing questions that work, but then we try them on the next customer and they don't work. So the search goes on for the magical question. To help explain this to workshops, I had to use something that would be very clear. So I use the most important closing question a person will ever ask in their life. And that is, will you marry me? Yes, the marriage proposal will hopefully be the most important closing question you will ever ask. So I ask my audience, hey, was the answer your spouse gave you dependent on the wording you used? Was it dependent on the romantic setting, the special song playing in the background, the fact that you got down on one knee? Did the answer depend on the size of the ring? Now, that last part of the question usually gets a few laughs and a few comments, but my point is that the words in the proposal are not as important as the person you are and the strength of the relationship. Your success in getting your spouse to marry you is more dependent on who you are than it is on the question. Heck, I'd bet if you gotten down on one knee and didn't even say anything at all and just opened a ring box, your spouse would have probably been smart enough to figure out what you were doing. So quit stressing over the question and focus on the other parts of the selling process. The yes, I'll buy from you is a result of who you are and how well you have developed the relationship with your customer. Now, don't get me wrong. You still have to ask the question. And there are some closing question structures that are helpful for your customer to understand your value. Now, it's estimated that 50% of sales calls end without a closing question. I want to repeat that. It's estimated that 50% of the sales calls end without a closing question. Based on my observation of thousands of sales calls and role plays, I think it's more like 75% of farm sales calls end without a closing question. Would the answer have been yes if asked? We'll never know because the salesperson was trying to figure out those perfect wording to the question. So what's the number one best closing style question? Well, here it is in my opinion. It's the one you ask. The answer to every closing question you don't ask is, of course, no. The best closing question is the one you ask. And just like a marriage proposal, the words don't really matter that much. So if your team is struggling to close sales, reach out and let's have an initial discussion on how I might be able to help you. I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional possible. Now, you can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and training opportunities, both virtual and in person, on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.